This is the BBC.
On Friday, Scott Mills Daily Podcast, which starts now, Chris has got a brand new game for us. Also, our listener Sarah's been on with a bit of a situation that she's in. And Chris spent some time with 10,000 naked Japanese men. Scott Mills, BBC, Radio 1. Right. Friday, lunchtime with Scott Mills. I'm having one of those today where I'm not quite ready for the show. Like, if I can have, like, another 20 minutes, it would
really
be good.
Because you look very ready. You look very smart today. You got your hair done.
Yeah.
Got your tan on.
We're going on TV tonight, aren't we?
I know, but I wasn't aware that that's what we had to do for it.
Looking well, make fit. The effort. Make
looking
the effort.
Fit.
I look fit.
Fit.
Do you think I look fit?
I think you look better today than you did yesterday.
Oh, thanks very much. Yeah, so I don't really know what's going on in the show, to be honest. I wasn't quite ready for it. It happens every day at one, so you
mate,
can't really delay it.
I've got it sorted. I've got a new game that I think could plug a hole nicely today.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I need a hole plugger.
But will you let me do the game? I haven't told you about it.
I don't know what it is.
I do think it's best not to.
Okay. Let me just look at the
we'll
person
do that.
In charge.
Yeah, we'll do that.
What time? 1:40.
Yeah. 1:40. We'll do that at 1:40.
All right. Scott Mills. All the birthdays happening today. Toby, happy 19th birthday in Swindon.
And many more.
And also, we've got Joel, who's 21 today and is having a weekend away in West Wales with the lads. Happy birthday.
And many more.
Also, we've got Bonnie in London saying, the more you play that Sigrid track, the more obsessed with it I become. It is good, isn't it? Did you have it on repeat last night?
Yeah, I love it so much. On the way home, I put it on YouTube, right? And watched it so many times that my data's now really screwed.
Oh, hard.
I'm 80%.
Oh, no.
I've still got most of the month to go.
Do you need a bolt on?
I'm going to have to put a bolt on. Well, annoying.
Right, so this game at 1:40, nervous now because I don't know what it is. Why is no one telling me?
I think it's best you don't know until we do it.
Okay. Scott Mills. Hey, everyone. Chris has got a brand new game for us.
I'm very excited about this. Time for a new game, I think, on the show, Scott.
I don't like it when you haven't run it by me before, but go.
Well, I was worried that you'd say no to it. So I think in this instance, it's better to just do it. If we all like it, we can do it again. If no one's that bothered, we will never do it again.
Okay, has someone said yes to this?
Some people around me have said, go on, Chris, we'll let this happen this once.
Okay, fine, I trust them.
All good?
Yeah, go.
So it's such a simple game. Three people are going to come on and they're going to be doing something. Well, actually, one of them is only going to be doing something. The other two are going to be lying.
Right. This is like, what's it called? Would I Lie to You?
It's nothing like Would I Lie to You.
I'm sorry.
It's exactly the same.
Right.
Except we're going to do it about far more exciting things than they talk about.
Okay.
Okay.
So three callers on, all saying they're doing the same thing, but only one of them is.
Yes, exactly. The other two will be lying. They have to try and convince us that they're actually doing the thing that we're talking about.
Okay.
Right, are you ready to meet the contestants?
This is happening. Okay. Do you want some music for this?
Yeah, great. Lovely stuff. Contestant number one, what's your name and what are you up to?
Hi, I'm Matt. I'm from Kent. And right now, I'm completely naked.
Yes, Matt. So I think we can see what today's topic's going to be.
All right, so all three of them are saying that they're naked.
Yes, and only one of them is actually naked. Nice to meet you, Matt. Let's meet contestant number two.
Hello, I'm Dolly, and right now I'm sat in my lounge completely naked.
You loving this game?
Yeah, I like it a lot.
Great, nice to meet you, Dolly.
Nice to meet you, Dolly.
And contestant number three.
Hello, I'm Tom, I'm from Cardiff, and I'm completely naked.
Yes. I mean, yes, excellent.
So right. It's all fine.
So we've got our three contestants.
There's three people on the line, they're all claiming to be naked, but only one of them is. It's up to us and the rest of the UK to work out who is actually naked.
Okay, I'm hoping it's the Welsh one, but let's find out.
Now, we've only got time for a few questions, because there's three of them. So where would you like to start?
Well, I think we go in order, don't we? In order of how we met them.
So number one, Matt. Hello.
Hello, you all right, guys?
Yeah, good. So what are you doing at the moment?
I'm just having a day off from work, just chilling indoors, just watching TV, listening to Radio 1.
Are you alone?
Yes, I am.
And is this normally what you do with your days off?
Yeah, so where I work, I'm just always busy and flat out. So on a day off, I just like to completely chill out and just nothing but eat food and watch telly.
Right. Okay, and have you eaten food today?
I've just set a big bag of sweet and salty popcorn.
Okay,
oh,
and
that's
going
to get everywhere.
Exactly, when you eat the popcorn and the little bits sort of roll down your body, do you just let them be?
And is there any popcorn in it anywhere now?
Yeah, I've got a big bit of popcorn right in my belly button.
Oh.
Yeah, fine. You're just chilling. You're enjoying your day.
I'm not convinced.
No, I can see that happening. Contestant number two, Dolly.
So, Dolly, what are you up to at the moment?
Well, actually, I'm a cat fosterer, so I've got two cats in my house at the moment. And so the reason I'm naked right now is because one of the cats very nicely threw up on me this morning, and so I've had to take all my clothes off and put them in the wash.
Hang on, right, hang on. So can the cat see you?
There's one cat looking at me right now, and the other one sat on the worktop eating her breakfast, Jeff.
No, I see. I don't know how I feel about naked being naked in front of pets.
He's called Bruce and he's black and white.
Yeah, but I don't. Why are you doing that? It's just, I don't know.
Well, I'm in my house.
Yeah, but it's
well,
also.
My cat, there's no one else here.
But your cat, will talk.
Well, yeah, but in cat language, he's not going to tell the other human, surely, is he?
Okay, but you're not getting thrills from it or anything.
Oh, God!
No, that would just be weird.
And are you done for the day then?
Yeah, I'm done for the day, yeah. Yeah, just sat here chilling with Bruce and Lola, the cats.
Right. And also, you said the cat's been sick on you earlier.
Yeah, the cats were up on me, so right. I've got their clothes on and the clothes have gone in the wash because I'm naked.
Okay. Why all of the clothes?
Yeah.
Because he puked up quite a lot and it soaked through everything. Yeah.
Sounds like a lie to me.
Yeah. And you wouldn't have to take everything off.
That's what I mean. Like, why would you remove the obvious? Contestant number three, Tom.
Hello, Tom.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good. Yeah. What did you have for lunch?
Nothing yet.
And what are you wearing?
Absolutely nothing, right. Again.
And how have you found yourself in that situation?
Last night was the dissertation hand-in party, and today I am struggling very slightly.
Oh, so you're a little bit hungover, yes?
Yes, just a bit.
So still in bed?
Yeah, I turned the heating on before I went out last night.
Is the duvet on or off?
Yeah, the duvet is currently on.
Right.
Okay, Tom, I'm going to ask you to do something. Can you stand up?
Yep.
Yeah.
Can anyone see you?
No, I live on the top floor.
You're just in a little student place?
Yeah.
Yeah, got you. Now, I just want you to shake from left to right.
Oh, God.
Left. Yep, it's happening.
Let me quiet so I can listen.
I can't hear anything.
I'm wobbling pretty hard there.
Oh. Can you just slap some skin for me?
Yeah.
Well, no, that didn't... Okay, you're just tapping your arm.
It does sound like... That sounds fake because you overdo it. Do you know what I mean? It took a second to like...
Yeah, too much.
Yeah, they sound exactly the same.
Okay, I'm not quite sure yet. I tell you what, we'll take a break and then we'll come back and I think we'll ask you all one more question because I'm not convinced who's naked or not.
Who are you leaning towards at the moment as the nude?
I think Dolly.
Really?
Well, actually, no, because...
The cat thing sounds ridiculous to me.
No, I think... I don't know. Right, we'll decide after this. If anyone thinks they've worked out who is without clothes, then text 81199. This game is weird.
Good though, right?
Yeah, right, I do like it. Scott Mills. Jem says, love this game, it's all sorts of yes. But it's Cardiff boy that's definitely naked. We've also got Ben Inverness says, I think number three is in the nuddy.
Yeah, most people seem to be saying that. Mark and Wayne on the M1. Tom, without a doubt, is butt naked. The one number three, that is.
Yeah,
number three.
Matt from Leominster says, has to be the third one. Hungover in bed. The Welsh guy seems very comfortable about that whole thing, whereas Dolly obviously isn't telling the truth. Why would you take it all off the cat? Emma had a dissertation due last night as well and can confirm that she is also naked and in bed, so thinks it's number three. So Chris's new game, I wasn't sure, but actually I'm warming. And the listeners love it.
You love it.
Three callers on the line. They all say they're naked, but only one is and the rest are lying. So we've got Matt on line one. He's having a day off chilling at home, and when he does that, he prefers to do it with no clothes on. We've got Dolly on line two, who claims she's naked because she was sicked on earlier by her cat, Bruce. And we've got Tom on line three, who had a big night last night and says he's in bed right now.
So a couple more questions. Scott, can I go to contestant number three, Tom, please?
Sure.
How successful was your night out last night, Tom?
It was a great night out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are you alone?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
And did you get with anyone last night at the dissertation party?
I knew that was coming.
Yes, maybe.
You did?
Just for a bit.
And did they stay over?
They did not.
Well, where was... Okay.
No, but that... So, okay, but you're naked now?
Yes.
Well, where did this happen then?
I came in the morning and my room was so warm that I didn't need to wear... Any clothes to go back to bed?
I mean, when did you get off with the person?
I don't know, about halfway through the night.
Oh, wow. That's Cardiff for you.
Okay, and you've... this is why your story doesn't stack up for me. So you can't remember when you actually got naked today?
As I came in this morning.
Right.
As you okay. came in?
This morning, yeah. What time?
So you arrived back at your place.
What time?
About 2 a.m.
Okay.
You arrived back at 2.
And put the heating on?
The heating was already on. I turn it on before I go out.
Mm-hmm. No, this is, something no, doesn't feel know. Right, does
okay,
it?
Let's go to Dolly.
Dolly?
Dolly?
Yeah, hello.
Where's the cat now?
The cat's fast asleep now. He's done what he's done and he's asleep on the sofa next to me.
Okay.
Okay, and why do we think the cat was ill?
Probably because he goes out stealing food from other people's houses and then comes home with an upset tummy.
Right.
Okay, and when did the sick thing happen?
I got back from the supermarket about 10 o'clock and it happened about 10:30, so I've been naked now for nearly 3 hours.
That's what I mean, you'd go put hours. On clothes, wouldn't you? You wouldn't just revel in it.
It's not that cold today, so it's all right. I got naked.
Hang on, is there someone else there with you?
No, I live on my own. Completely.
Right, I'm sure I heard another voice there. Okay, I'm not sure.
Well, that leaves Matt.
Yeah. Hello, Matt.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Sounds like you're outside to me.
Oh, no, I'm just standing in the conservatory now.
What? Okay. Completely. Someone's doing well.
So, right now, you're completely naked in your conservatory, which I assume is made of glass.
Yes.
And are you...
No, the neighbours can't see in, though.
I was going to ask, are you overlooked?
No, maybe slightly from one window, but you never know, I might enjoy that.
Oh, exhibitionist.
Yeah, do you? Well, yeah, yeah. Does he sound like he enjoys it, though, Scott?
No, I don't. They're all really good, aren't they?
I think at the moment I'm sort of leaning towards Matt being naked.
Okay.
He's roaming around his house.
Yeah. Okay, well,
what hand are you holding the phone with?
My right hand.
Okay, and where's your left hand?
On my knee.
Okay, good.
Who are we going for?
I think.
Should we go with Matt?
I think Matt. Yeah. Matt, are you naked?
Yes!
Yes! Yes, yes, yes! Yes. How did we get to that?
Basically, I just woke up this morning, had a shower, and I was laying on my bed and I thought, I can't bother to get dressed yet. Right. I'm not going out till tonight. So I thought, you made it all day.
Isn't it weird? Day. Isn't it weird? Just from chatting to people, you can kind of guess it. We got it right.
Yeah, yeah.
Dolly, well done for trying to convince us. I thought it was you for a while.
Was it worth a try? And I do genuinely have a cat called Bruce who is still looking at me.
Yeah, okay. I believe that bit.
Yeah, but you're fully clothed, yeah. So all good.
And Tom, where are you really?
I am actually in bed, but I'm wearing pyjamas.
Okay, who?
And when you slapped the skin earlier, what were you slapping?
Just slapping my arm.
Told you. See? We're good at this. Let's do it again soon. Matt, go and put some clothes on.
I will do, just for you two.
All right, love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Scott Mills.
I'm really keen on the Great British Nake Off. For naked people who are lying.
Really annoying because I can't find the name of the person who sent that in.
That was Chris.
Right, okay.
Thanks very much, Chris.
I think that's the best one so far.
Start Naked Because It's Your Game is also quite good.
Mm.
No?
I prefer the Great British Nake Off.
Yeah.
It's just better.
Buff or Bluff is good as well, James.
It's more BBC.
What, Nake Off?
The Great British Nake Off.
Yeah. Well, anything that's a showdown, a throwdown or something off, very BBC. So let's stick with that.
BBC Radio 1 Scott Mills.
Do you know Radio 1 has its own channel on your tablet or laptop or TV on BBC iPlayer? So you can watch us on Big Telly. It's kind of weird seeing Radio 1 stuff next to, like, EastEnders and that, but it's quite cool. Something that Chris has done recently is about to appear on there, where he went to Japan and ran around with 10,000 naked men. I've got a clip here.
Yeah. Oh! Oh, yeah!
Okay, what's that?
So,
hang on, no, I've got another one. Okay.
Yeah! Hoorah! Whoa! Yeah.
Were you with them when that was happening?
Yes, that's me with the boys.
Right.
So what was going on there is I was getting my loincloth put on.
Okay.
It was a painful experience.
Well, why are they making the noises? Because they weren't the ones putting.
Well, no, at the time, they were getting their loincloth put on. So this is a show I do called The World's Most Extreme Festivals. It's on BBC iPlayer. Goes to the Radio 1 channel. You'll be able to see it. It's literally just gone up.
Oh, is it there now?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And Radio 1 sent me to something called the Japanese Naked Man Festival, obviously in Japan. So I had to wear a loincloth.
They booked the wrong person.
I was, why? What makes you think that? Oh, I should have booked you. Oh, I see.
Oh, that's fine.
But I was in amongst it, 10,000 pretty much naked Japanese men.
Yeah! Hoorah! Whoa! That's, yeah!
You got paid for this, right?
Festival friend John there.
Right.
So it's this festival that happens, 10,000 people try and in this like really small space. It's really extreme. People have died doing it and stuff like that. It's wow. Honestly, so full on.
Right.
But I got in amongst it. It's
sounds like it, yeah.
Yeah. So it's me, 10,000 naked Japanese men, the world's most extreme festivals, the Japanese Naked Man Festival. Whilst I was there, Scott, you might like to know this, I also introduced them to the Jaeger Bomb. Right?
The Japanese?
Which, yeah. Something that they clearly had never had before. It was a game changer.
Traditional British drink, the Jaeger Bomb. Let's do it. Ready? One, two, three.
Jaeger Bomb!
Over Japan.
And did you also introduce them to Part Life by Blur, or did they put that on afterwards?
They put that one on afterwards.
Rubbish.
A couple of those, it honestly was a game changer. If you'd like to see the effects that that had on them. plus what went down at the Naked Man Festival,
right.
The Radio 1 channel, BBC iPlayer, or just go on the iPlayer and just search for the world's most extreme festivals, and
yeah.
There you'll find it.
Hoorah! Whoa! Yeah!
You in the lads?
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Where are we this week? I feel that you're beating me.
Well, it was a bit of a funny start to the week, wasn't it? Because I wasn't here on Monday, so I believe that I'm 2-0 up from when we have both been together.
Oh, right.
In fact, Matt was in on Monday, then I think both of us weren't here on Tuesday. A bit of a shambles on that front. So let's just say it's 2-0 to me. I've won the week already.
Hello, Mark in Norwich.
Hi, how you doing?
Yes, you're on.
Yes.
You okay?
Yes, I'm good. Yeah, how are you?
Yeah, it was good. There was a sudden surge of excitement there from you, Ark.
Yeah. I was trying to pick it up after Lana Del Rey.
Standard. Weren't we all?
Are you excited to be on Bangers?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, of course.
So what do you do, Mark?
Well, I used to be in the RAF, and now at weekends I coach people to skydive.
Okay. Chris cool. thinks that you're probably fit. Is that true?
It's a hot job.
Reasonably, yeah.
No, I mean
yeah,
in fit. What
sense? I don't know. Yeah, I guess.
Would you describe yourself as quite an extreme guy?
Yeah, reasonably extreme. Yeah, reasonably.
Used to be an RAF, now skydiver, yes.
My mate used to be a paratrooper, right? And since he's left that, he needs to do these ridiculous marathons. Like, I think there's one called Marathon Des Sables?
I've got a really good friend actually who's lost his legs and he's doing it very, in fact it hasn't started already, he's doing it really soon. He's got no legs from the knees down. His name's Duncan Slater and he's an absolute pounder, top bloke.
Yeah.
It's incredible. My friend Dan, he has to get I don't know what it is, like he's a machine, so he's looking to do Everest now. He just needs that thrill, adrenaline.
Next challenge.
Yeah, challenges, yeah.
Okay, Chris.
Yeah. I do a lot of stuff, but there's so many people out there who just absolutely put you to shame all the time.
Totally.
You know, like Duncan, he's, yeah, absolutely.
Right, so let's do bangers. Chris, you can go first today.
All right, then, right. This is my choice for you today. This is good.
Tune.
Yeah, man. Kasabian Clubfoot.
Absolute
top I've
tune.
Been told today is a real Scott v Chris day. Mm. A real Chris song and a real Scott tune.
That's going to have to be good to be that, man.
So,
oh, no.
So, Scott, what's yours?
Let's play yours.
What's yours?
Right, yeah. Yeah, I'm feeling it. I'm in the sun's out.
Don't be afraid. Come with me.
Right, an advert for bangers. Yeah. This is it.
Yeah. It's Beyonce and Shakira and remix of Beautiful Liar.
Remix. He's on tonight on Comet Relief.
Down the Kasabian route or follow you down this road.
That's right.
You know, it's, I don't know whether it's a road I want to walk down, but
don't
I don't
be
know.
Scared.
Like I say, the sun's out, the guns are out, maybe, I don't know.
What's he going to go for? I don't know. You know what?
I mean,
who are you going to take by the hand?
I've gone with Chris.
Right.
You know,
it's Friday, though, isn't it?
It is Friday, and I feel for it, but no one would forgive me if I did it. I'm sorry. It's going to have to be Chris. I'm sorry.
I thought so.
Thank you.
is Kasabian and Clubfoot on BBC Radio 1. Oh, I'm gutted about that.
So that's 3-0 this week. I won't let you put your trousers down on this one. We'll say that's only for 5-0 losses, yeah?
Doesn't count. But I will be throwing the Freemasons back in the pot there, just so you know, in the same way that I'll be doing with Kalis and Acapella. Two ridiculous things that didn't get picked this week, in my opinion.
You can't complain about that. That's a tune.
It is good.
BBC Radio 1.
You know I love getting your stories. If you've got any, and we got loads yesterday when I said this, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. This show is made up of your stories, so email me anything you want. Sarah did that yesterday. Hey, Sarah.
Hiya.
Where are you from?
I'm from Wales, West Wales.
Okay, and what's the situation?
So basically, I was out with a friend in Cardiff a couple of weeks ago for the rugby, Wales v Ireland, and I went home with someone. And we had special cuddles.
Right.
And it transpired into a trip to Ireland to meet essentially a stranger.
Well, you can't call
that's
him...
Cardiff for you.
You can't call him a stranger if you... I mean, you obviously had a great night with him. And
It was, in fairness to him, it was a great night, yes. Yeah, but yeah. I'm starting to regret booking a flight to see him now. Because
when did you do that?
I did that on Monday.
Now, hang on, what's the time scale here? That's not the same night, is it? You didn't
do all of these
things all in one.
No, I did that, no. I've been speaking to him for the last 2 weeks, and he's a gent.
Hang on, the way you're talking, though, do you remember what he looks like?
Vaguely.
What's his... that's Cardiff for you. What's his name?
This is great.
His name is Paddy.
Okay, oh...
Paddy from Ireland.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, and where's he from?
He's from Tipperary.
Okay, and how tall is he?
He's taller than me.
Hair colour?
I'm not sure if he's ginger.
What did you discuss? What kind of... do you remember anything about him, sort of? Do you remember anything?
We had a lot of... mutual interests, but my memory is really fuzzy. There was far too many coffee martinis involved.
What was it, just like romantic walks on the beach?
No, it was
common interest,
yeah. Okay. we have, I don't know, to be honest.
So you have no known common interest. What's the common interest? I mean, what was the name of the bar? Walkabout.
No, it wasn't Walkabout. It was called Dirty Martinis.
I've been there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
It's good, actually. Yeah, it's very nice clientele.
Yeah. But the thing is...
I like it, you were like, we have a lot of common interests. What were they? I don't know, actually.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Okay.
My memory's really fuzzy.
Oh, you're my favourite.
I was wondering, maybe you could help me, because my friends are no good. They all have long-term relationships, and they live vicariously through me. So they love when I'm up to these antics, and they love it for the crack. So they encourage me, and it's no good. They're not friends.
No, so you think we can help?
Yeah.
But hang on, have you not asked for a picture?
He's added me on Facebook, which is a relief.
Okay, so you should see his face.
Yeah, I mean, I can see his face, but you know sometimes that pictures don't reflect what that person actually looks like, does it?
Okay, let me ask you this. Why are you worried, if you had a good night with him and you like the look of him, what's the problem with going over there?
Because it's not something that I'd usually do.
Oh, I wouldn't worry about it.
So what's made you do it this time, then?
Because he's an absolute gent, and I felt completely at ease in his company. Mm.
And you got mutual interest.
I'm saying, she doesn't know that. I'm saying, go for it.
Okay.
And when you see him, you'll stay safe and tell your friends and stick to public places and all that, won't you?
Of course, yeah. I'll be dropping a pin every now and again.
Good.
Well, hang on, what's he got planned? Because it's...
I don't know. He just said that I won't be spending any money over there, which is lovely.
That's
isn't
not necessarily
it?
A good thing. What did he say that he won't be spending any money, or you won't be spending any money? It's a weird thing to say that.
So no,
come to Ireland, you won't be spending any money.
Yeah. No money will be changing hands.
But Are you worried you're going to get over there and find he's totally not what you remember?
Yeah.
Maybe boring.
And nothing in common.
I mean, it has crossed my mind, but if I enjoyed his company on the night out, then surely that won't be a problem. And also, the whole reason why I'm taking this leap of faith is because the next day I went to see a psychic.
Yes.
And she said that I'm going to meet someone from overseas.
Oh, this is brilliant.
Does this count as overseas?
Yes,
it does.
It does.
Yeah,
right,
I think
go
so.
For it. If I'd been down Barry and seen someone with a big crystal ball and they said, are you going to meet a hot man from overseas? I'd be like, I'm getting the next flight, babe. Mm.
That's what I thought.
When's the flight?
On Friday.
Oh, Sarah, you've got
Friday.
To do it. You've got to do it. And even better, you've got to keep me updated.
Yeah, hang on. Do you mean today or do you mean a week today?
A week today.
Oh, thank you.
I'm saying
thank
go for
you.
It.
My worry is if it's next Friday, Scott, that she might change her mind before the week's out.
So you're going to go, Sarah?
I really hope so that I don't change my mind. It is a week away.
Yeah.
But I think yeah, if we continue to speak over the phone as we have been doing, I think I'll be okay.
What, with me?
No. Well, yeah, I'll need you as well. As
okay.
Well as support.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Me and Chris are right here. We'll, yeah. We'll call you on Monday.
We'll completely cover this. I mean, speak to you over the next week.
Okay, cool. Right, okay. I'll need a pep talk.
Yeah, all right. Listen, I'll call you on Monday, all right?
Okay, bye.
Scott Mills.
Paddy and Sarah, eh? Next Friday, eh?
I mean,
Tipperary, yes.
There's more
it's
than
a long
these...
way there.
Well, there's. Oh, that's. You should be.
Just a reminder, it is quite far. It's, yeah.
It is far. But listen, she's amazing.
She is amazing.
And I think we need to speak to her more in the run up to this great event.
Absolutely.
And I hope it is a great event for her.
So do I. It sounds like he's really nice and it's cool. So, but we'll keep talking to Sarah all next week.
Scott Mills.
Comic Relief tonight on BBC One. And me and Chris are on around 8 o'clock playing Innuendo Bingo. Bingo on telly. You wearing that, are you?
I don't know. I haven't sorted what I'm going to wear yet.
You're wearing that.
Stress you out.
You're wearing that, are you? Is one
do
of my favourites.
What I want to do, and I think people should donate more for this, is I'd love to just stress you out for the whole experience.
Why?
Because I know that you're so bothered because it's BBC One and we've got to be very careful and stuff like that. I'm
it's
just
BBC, babe.
I might just do something. Might have a message written on my chest or something.
No,
I don't know.
You'll wear something nice and respectable.
We'll see. Also, are we allowed to do innuendo bingo on Comic Relief? That's all good.
Yeah, we got special permission.
Wow.
I know. I'm quite surprised. But it's happening tonight, 8 o'clock, on Comic Relief Night. Red Nose Day is today on BBC One. I'm excited for it. Playing against Chris, obviously I'm the host as normal, is Joel Dommett. Me, Chris, and Joel Dommett. In a wet T-shirt, I believe.
Scott Mills.
Here's Dev. Hello.
Hey, Scott.
I've been informed that you're quite sleepy today. Is that true?
Just had a long week, is all.
Have you?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you be able to count backwards from 4 on the chart?
Well, today's not going to be that difficult. Today's pretty much going to be which Ed Sheeran song is going to be number one.
Easy,
yeah.
Though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So Dev's on For Real or No Real, and he's got the chart in for Greg from 4 o'clock this afternoon. I've got some facts here. Some of them are real. Some of them absolutely made up. Not true. But which is which?
The horse who has walked into a bar for a joke as part of the Lolophon had to be accompanied by another horse friend so he didn't get lonely on the journey into London.
Now, on our Lolophon for Comic Relief, which was 24 hours last week. God, that was last week.
Yeah.
We recreated the classic joke, a horse walks into a bar. I managed to get a horse from Kent, very kind lady from Kent, gave us her horse and got it to a pub in central London. Walked it into the bar and the barman says,
why the long face?
And that was it.
So I walked this horse in. So I mean, what I can tell you here is there was another horse present. That bit of it's real. So I don't know, because I was there, you know, I saw the two horses.
Well, you just ruined the real or no?
No, because I don't
know
why.
It could be a standby horse.
I don't know why. I don't know if it was that the horse needed a friend to travel with.
Also, I'm just aware that there'll be people listening right now that are picturing this massive horse that we were...
Yeah.
What are they called? Are they called Shetland ponies?
Yeah, when we said horse, that was a bit of creative license.
But we did sort of like a horse, didn't it?
Yeah. It's like a child horse.
The same effect.
Yeah, totally.
So what was the other horse doing? Because my first thought it was like some kind of fan horse.
I I've sort of seen horses a bit solitary.
What, do you think it's like, do you think the one that we walked into a bar is like a horse actor and the other one's a hanger on?
Well, like, take All Time Low that you just played. When they turn up at Radio 1, you get loads of people outside, fangirls.
Like a horse groupie.
And the horse that we used, yeah, exactly. So what we used that horse for,
a groupie.
It's quite a famous horse. It's done other TV, apparently.
Has it?
Yeah, apparently so.
Oh, right. We've got one of those, have we?
A showreel.
It was a famous horse. So what I like to imagine's happened is a horse has heard that we're using the famous horse on Radio 1. So it's trotted into central London where we are.
What else has it been
to
on?
Come and see? I actually don't know.
I don't know what its credentials are. Do you bring like an entourage and stuff to gigs? Do you go on your own?
No, I like to bring people. It makes me more popular.
I like to bring people as well. Yeah.
Why do you ask?
Well, I'm just trying to figure out if the horse is doing the same thing. Is that his little crew, his little entourage, is like going on his own?
Yeah, only works with horses.
A bit more support.
I always find at DJ gigs, if you turn up on your own, the promoter's like, oh, he's got no friends.
It's true.
It's true. If you turn up on your own, actually, it looks more suspicious.
It's a bit Alan Partridge, you know what I mean?
Well, that being said, I do show up to a lot of gigs on my own. I ask friends. They're just, at this point, just a little bit bored. They're a bit
do you ever hang on. Do you ever go on your own but phone ahead pretending to be working with yourself? Has anyone done that yet? I haven't.
I have. I've got to be honest. I have rang up a ticket place before to see if the tickets have gone well.
You do take it personally, though, don't you? Yeah. If you ever show up to a gig and for whatever reason, not that many people show up, you're like, it's me.
Hello, it's made up name. Is that Dundee Uni? Yeah.
How are you selling for
Dundee Uni? Is there any tickets for Scott Mills left tonight? Oh, there's plenty, actually. Okay, thanks then, bye.
Yeah, you can pay on the door.
Yeah, pay on the door.
Yeah, not a problem.
Yeah. £2.
I've sort of forgotten what the real or no real was.
Okay, a horse walked into a bar.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Was accompanied by another horse, so he didn't get lonely on the journey to London. Real or not?
It did have another horse there, so it is really weird. So I'm going to go. I'm going to go real.
Nah, I'm saying this one's not. I reckon this was going to be like a stand-in horse in case the first one was sick or something. No real.
That one is real.
It's true. Diesel, the mini horse, travels everywhere with his friend Wilson so that neither of them get lonely. Cute. Although Wilson tried to
stay out. They're just mates, though, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know. Anyway, Wilson tried to stay out of shot and not hog the limelight, but you can see him in the background of the video.
Oh, Wilson!
Accidentally a few times. Here's your next Real or No Real with Dev and Chris and me.
Pop star Natasha Bedingfield will like any tweet that contains the word unwritten.
Oh, because that was obviously her famous song.
Yeah, and the theme tune to The Hills, of course. What a show.
Oh.
Great show.
So she's got some kind of system set up so that if... So imagine this how it works. If you type in unwritten... she will then automatically favourite to remind people, oh, hang on, that's
mine. That was me.
But how does she... Because, you know, sometimes when people retweet their name but nobody's added them, that means that they've searched for themselves and then scrolled through tweets.
Well, she's just been searching for unwritten.
Just every night in her PJs, just looking for unwritten.
See if people are talking about it.
Well, she got... Mate, you can set up alerts, though, on certain search engines, can't you, for keywords? Has she done that?
You know when you play a song on Radio 1... And it gets tweeted so many times by all these weird Twitter accounts.
Like bots and stuff.
So
like that,
why don't you give it a blast? It might blow her mind. Feel the rain on your skin.
No one else can feel it for you. I mean, it is a great song.
Yeah, classic.
Yeah.
So this will pop up right now.
Right now.
Now playing Natasha Bedingfield's Unwritten.
Mm.
And then she will, someone will hopefully screenshot it and Natasha will be all over it if this is true.
If this is real, this is incredible because the word unwritten will be used in all sorts of different contexts.
Yeah.
So you might be writing about something entirely inappropriate and Natasha Bedingfield favouriting it is almost quite weird.
I can't even think of how you would use it in a sentence. Go on, use it right now in a sentence.
It's hard.
Yeah.
Unwritten rules.
Yeah.
Yeah, but how often do you... I'm not saying
you're going to use it that often, but I'm going to say when you do, it's unlikely to be about Natasha Bedingfield. So if she's automatically favouriting these things, it looks like an endorsement. And she might not know what she's endorsing at that point.
You've really thought this through. This is good. Mm.
Is this real or not?
Natasha
Bedingfield will favourite any tweet that contains the word unwritten.
That's mad.
Please be real.
No real.
That one... is no real.
Now, here's the thing. We had heard that it was real because if you look at her likes on Twitter, it does look like it. But HRH, the posh royal-looking one who works on the show, tried it and went, "Aye, Natasha," and then blown out, didn't get likes.
Yeah, but did he write unwritten?
Denied. Oh.
There was no unwritten.
Did you do it right, HRH?
Of course he did.
Yeah, he's saying he did it right. You
not
explained
stupid.
It odd. You don't just say, "Hi, Natasha."
No, but then he did put unwritten in it. He's not stupid. He's practically royal.
So why is she favouriting the other tweet? She must be searching for it then.
I don't know, Chris, but it's not true. And next,
Rylan Clark Neal likes Big Brother so much that he's had a diary room built into his house, complete with the chair from his series of the show and an eye button that he bought from the production team.
Oh, he's got the eye.
It's a good little conversation piece.
Yeah. Well, people do that with it when it's kind of their job, don't they? Like, do you have any Radio 1 stuff in your house?
No.
No memorabilia or merch
or anything. Stuff you've stolen. I'm talking about stuff.
That did sound like it. It was like, no, what do you mean?
Pair of CDJs?
No.
Matt Edmondson outside his loo. Is this widely known what goes on there? He's got like this on-air light. Sign.
But that's not from here though, is it?
No. It's like a radio thing, isn't it?
No, I don't really have any. Maybe I should get some more.
So if we walked around your house, would we be able to tell, like a sort of through the keyhole thing, would we be able to tell that you work on radio?
Yeah.
All right.
Because there's pictures of me.
Or travel agent. Yeah. Because he's got loads of books. Like, it's kind of weird, actually.
Yeah. Well, is there books in places you've actually been to?
Like travel books. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Books. I like that.
But yeah, I mean, there are a lot of pictures of me in magazine articles. Yeah. It's quite narcissistic, really, the whole thing.
It's all about you, your
house.
It's
all about me, yeah. Anyway,
it's not like a shrine.
It's not a shrine. There's just a... Yeah, there's a big picture of when we did Scott Mills the musical at the Edinburgh Festival. Why would you not do that? Happy times.
I love the idea of a Scott Mills shrine. Has it got any of your own hair on it?
Well, he's thinking of starting a museum. Yeah. Scott Mills Museum, would you go?
Yeah. I'd have a little look around. What were we talking about? Is it like a room? A massive building?
We're like maybe a shed.
Yeah, start off in a shed.
Entry free with a Blue Peter badge.
Yeah.
Maybe like a small donation.
And I'll be ringing up again. Hello, is it the Scott Mills Museum? Yeah. Are there any tickets left?
How many
plenty,
of you
thanks.
Is it busy?
Right,
is it really busy?
Pay in the door.
Thank you. Does Rylan, off of Big Brother, love Big Brother so much he's got a diary room in his house?
He's doing really well.
So well.
So I think he could splash out on a diary room. He's been in it enough to... Yeah. I'm going to say real.
I'm going
to
go real.
That one is real.
It's true. Matt Edmondson's been round and he told us all about it. All right. At the end of that round of real or no real.
I win. I got 30. Dev, you only got 10, mate.
Ah.
Scott Mills.
Those are Friday's best bits. We're back Monday from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.